doing at the end is only with the Rabbani. And still, you say, this is Mishnah's Kor.
Finds him Bishul. So the Mishnah said a chilek whether you keep saying on the outside or the inside. Son of Rabbani, Shura Haraya Panimi is Ptura. In the Shura, when the Ovel is walking by and being Menachem Ovel him, so the people that see the Ovel that's in the front row, they're put, because they're doing a mitzvah that you're Menachem Ovel. The Shane Roya, but you're too far behind, you can't see the Ovel can't see you. The Shane Roya Panimi is, but if you can't see the inside, then Chayet. Because you're not doing a mitzvah then, you're not being Menachem Ovel then, so you're supposed to say Krishna. The Abiyudu Ayman like this. Haboy Yimach Mitzvah Absurum. No, whoever comes to see the Oval, even though you're far away, but you can squeeze in, and it'll see you, it's still called you being Menachem Oval there. Aber mach me satz von Chayofim. Somebody's time coming to see a big crowd, he wants to know what's going on there, but then you're not doing a mitzvah at all, then you have to say Krishna. Trash Yeroy Yepanimim, Es Chalala Hekev Achurei Shura Panimim, Vi Oval Yeshev Shom. If you could see the Oval when he's sitting down, then you have to say it. The next money says, no, even if you can't see him, but at least you're coming there, the Menachem Oval is good, You only chayiv machmas atzmon. Loi machmas kovich. Loi bo le nachim. You didn't come to Menachem Ovel. And the Leroy says tomorrow. Stam, you saw a lot of people there, so you went to see what's going on. So then you chayiv to say Krishna. Omer Rav Yudu Amara. Ha moitzi klayim the big guy. If somebody finds he's wearing klayim in his beged and suit, he's walking in the street, and all of a sudden he realizes he's klayim in the beged, he is alaka poishtan afilu bashuk. Even though you're in the middle of the street right now, it's your pants, still you have to take it off. My timer ain't chokhma, vi ain't tfuna, vi ain't eitzah neger Hashem. That there's no trutzim ke neger Hashem. Es kol mokim sheshchil Hashem, whenever there's a question of doing an avreira to chil Hashem, ain't chokim kovod ra. You don't say mech on kovod habriyas, kovod ra. So if you're doing an itzah deraisa, a climb of deraisa, there's no hetzah, you have to take off your pants and know the street. Mice is not so negay, because come on, we don't have any more climb with deraisa. With your eyes, it has to be Shua Tabi Benud, and every string has to be some wool and linen twirled together, each string by itself. Or else it has to be, that's Rashi Sheetam. And the other sheet there is, you gotta have two strings that have to be twirled together, and then so. Even if they do have linen and wool, and you begot them, it's Zichanat Hashalom, your eyes, it's only with the Rabbonim. And in the Rabbonim, then we pass him, Kavod HaBriyas is Doich and is the Rabbonim. In the middle, if you find climbing your pants in the middle of the street, you wouldn't be Mechayiv to take it off in the middle of the street, off Kavod HaBriyas. But if you have klayim with yiraisim, then there's a chiyah to take it off. And if the yiraisim, there's no trutzim, ein chokum etun ein benet neged Hashem, when it's chil Hashem, and there's a right to come out, every avera is called the chil Hashem, and then chokum kabbal the
rat. Would that be a
chil Hashem,
take it off?
To what?
Take off the
pants. No, that's what we're saying. This part, ein chokum, no. Ein chokum, it's actually tshuva neged Hashem. There's no tshuva, it's called Kodesh. So the Shah really have what the Gears now, Gemara. We have the Gears of Hamoitzi Klein, the big guy. If you find Klein in your beggar. Now, if you mean that the Rosh says, let's say you see somebody else wearing Klein. He doesn't know better, but you see him wearing Klein. So you have to tell him you're wearing Klein and Mechai can take a look in the middle of the street or not. So Rosh says, no, it's right back to Namachoyistu. And his Gears is Hamoitzi Klein, the big guy. No. You're the big guy. Moitzi Klein, you're the mashma, you find Klein in your beggar, the big guy. He had the gears like we have. It's only if you find Klein in your beggar that you have to take it off. But if somebody else is wearing Klein, now Mechuyim telling in the middle of the street.
Even the Reiser, right.
Because now he's doing now the Shredi, he doesn't realize it. So he's not doing the Kumbi Yasei, so you don't have to tell him. That's his gears, so Moitzi, we have Moitzi Klein, the big guy, or if you find it in your beggar. The Rambam says so not that the Rambam says even if you see a chaver wearing klayim, even though he's doing a b'shoyd, he doesn't realize it, you're mechuyav to tell him you're wearing klayim now and he has to take it off even in the middle of the street. You know Benissa? Right, yeah. Right today, the Parsha say he didn't have the gears to Gemara, big doy. He was some girls. Hamoitzi klayim is poshna filu b'shoyd. Whoever you are, and if you're wearing klayim, this is the right, sir, there's a chiyav to take it off even in the middle of the street. According to Ramban, the Baal has covered a briyas imutte. The Baal is aver, is only being done with shaygeg. There's no chiyav to tell him. There's no lufa even him. You're allowed to let him. He's allowed to be doing it. Because he's allowed to be done, I'm trying to tell you. Where he's doing the aver, with shaygeg, take him, take it off. It's such a ninyan, you don't have to tell him. Right, the mace. So this is Allah what that he covered a briyas is not doich and nisadi right. But the more mace they cover as a mace. They made it. They buried somebody. The chazut, then they're going back to the city. Look, name beis yirochim. There are two roads. Echad toyrav, yechad tameya. One road was tamei, one was torah. Go the tire. Let's say the oval went in the torah road. Boy nimoy, you follow him. Bitoyrav.
bought the Tuma, let's say the Ovel went back and took a wrong turn and went through the Talmudic road, is boining by the Tuma. Everybody is allowed to follow him and go in the Talmudic road. Mishum cover of the Ovel. I look who is a crane here in Talmud. Imar Mai. Lame me a chokh of Yentur, Neger Hashem. That how could the Kahanim follow the Ovel, ask for the Ovel to go back to the Talmudic road? I ain't even over this in the Raisa. And the Gemara Tigma Rababa, the Deis HaPras, the Rabbonim. We're not talking about the road had a vadai meister that gevada di mitami so. It's only nitzah the rabbon. Beis apras means the yomer of Yehuda. Yomer of Yehuda mashmul. Menaseiach odin beis apras poyduk. Beis apras means it's a sofit. There was a kever. Somebody was buried there, and then they had a macharisha. They plowed over it. So it's a sofit if the meister still there or not. So midi raisa it's torah. It's only with the rabbon that's coming. So when the rabbon make a cloud, that's the cloud we say God will cover the brias. Doiches leis to say with the rabbon. If it's only this, the Rabbanah, the Mokin, covered up Rias, the Rabbanah will make it.
So they usually, when they call it, they usually took away the Yis.
Yes, sir, what's the Rashi? Yes, sir, in case of Beis HaPras. Rashi, Echad Tamei Sheyesh Bo Kever, Bo Beteru Ovel, Beis HaPras, the Loi Metame Elim Rabbanah. What is it? For who saw it at the field? Shenechresh Bo Kever. There was a Kever was buried there, but they plowed over it. The Choshur Chachom, it's only Yechshash, the Rabbanah, Shemet Dudu Kliya Machrisha, maybe the Kliya Machrisha at that summer started to move the bones. They had matitin, and it's all over the ground now. So whoever walks on top of this karka, you're like moving the bones, you're matitin. The etzim chisari matamad maga. Even the bone is a small, it's a sur, the barley, if you touch it, you're maga, it's matamayu. Or the master of loib yoyim, Thomas El doesn't have. And the chivim, the rabbonim, the yosef, alas only, is the rabbonim, the base of prayer, is rabbonim, the achlo, the karayah, gabiyogim. The rabbonim, like a loichol, they're covered, mishum covered of another. That's the sur with this covered, hagriyas. Together like the Rabbonim were Moichel the rest of the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim have a right to do that. But with the Raisa, it's not just Kala. This is the Raisa, the Abishu wasn't Moichel. He never had to do with this to the Raisa. But if there's only with the Rabbonim, then there's a straw, the Rabbonim were Moichel, they're covered, instead of covered Abriyas, here it's covered Abel, they were Matthew to do it.
The
Kedush
at Arzis,
and
you have the
Halakh
of
Beis HaPras. There's a cool that you want to walk through the base of Paris, all you gotta do is blow in front of you. In other words, watch clearly where you're going. The Rashi did you right, so if it was an Issa right, see, like heaven is out from very clearly, it wouldn't be naked for you so fast to walk through this base of Paris. I'd be you, make sure you don't see any bones. The Mitzvah and Aficha, the Bissam of Stama, blowing the bones away. There are matter for Oyster Pesach, Lily of the Trum, the Minim, the Ramish of Kurdish. If you make it, but you had to do it, Oyster Pesach, we'll make you do this. A
cool point was only Yisrael. Rabbonim, Rabbonim, we said a cloud will make them. And just last more again was the Yom Rav Yehuda Barashi, Mishmei Derav, that Beis HaPras, Shenidrush Tor, you have this Beis HaPras also, the Suffolk, where the Kever was buried there in the field and they plowed over it. But Shenidrush means that later people trampled over the field. Since the people trampled over the field, for short, there's no more Etzim around, therefore it remains Tor. And Toshma bring you proof that the Yom Rav Loza Breb Tzodik, Medalgin Hoyinu Agambi Aroinos Shemesim. We used to like skip over, go over the Aroinos, the Kvorim, the grave of Mesim. Likros Malchi Yisrael, to go see a Melech of Yisrael, and the Lel Likros Malchi Yisrael, Bavadomu Elafil Likros Malchi Yakon. Even you want to go run to see a Melech of a Goyish Melech. Why? What's in you to see a Goyish Melech? Shem Yiskev, you'll be Bezecha, Yavchem Bimalchi Yisrael, Malchi Yakon. Love it. See the difference between the Melech of Israel and the Melech of a Goy. So, question: what do you have to skip it over for? Am I? Why don't we say in Chokhmah Bim Tufan Ebenezer Neger Hashem? Kedirov, Yom Rova, Devar Torayol, Kol Sheish Bechalot Tefach. Yeah. All right. We'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. We have a holding daf Yud test on the days around 10 lines down. I'm going to bring another riot to the Shaila if we could be Poshid Klai and Bishuk or not, if they covered Abrius.
Because Ein Chochma Bein Tunu Neger Hashem. To be over Nisra Dereisa, there's no heter at all. Kati Gemara, another Kasha Toshima. Kiyomah Reb Lezer, Reb Tzodik. Medalgin Hayino Agabi Yaroinois Shomesim. He used to jump over the Yaronis, means Beisak Forest. He used to jump over a kever. Likras Malcha Yisrael, to be able to see a Melech of Yisrael. Well, a Likras Malcha Yisrael, not only in front of a Melech Yisrael, but Vad, Omru Ela Afil Likras Malcha Yakum. He even allowed to jump over on Oren to see a Melech of Yakum. And the Chiddush is even Kahanim. Even though a Kohen Achur has a Nisra not to retire himself,
he's not allowed to go near a mace. But if he wants to go see a Melech Yisrael, a Melech Akum, he's allowed to jump over the kever. Why? What's the hetzer to see a Melech Akum? Shem Yizke, later, Olam Abo, Yavchen, Be Malcha Yisrael, a Malcha Yakum, like we had before. There's an Indian to see a Melech of a Goy, could they later be able to tell the difference between a Melech Yisrael and a Melech Akum? But there's a hetzer to metame yourself, even though you're a Kohen, to see a Melech. Is Amai, Leime, Chokma, Vein, Spoon, Vein, Etzel, Neger Hashem? We just say there's no hetzer to be over in Yisrael Raisha. And the Chur to see this Melech Yisrael, who Melech Alkum is only in the Rabbon in the Chur. There's no Chiv Midi Raisha to see a Melech Yisrael, to see a Melech Alkum. It's only like a Mitzvah the Rabbon. So how we matter for a Mitzvah the Rabbon to be over in Yisrael Torah? And the Gemara Torah says, Kidu Rava. The Yomar Rava, Deva Torah, Oil. If you have an oil or a covering on top of the mace, it's called Shiesh Poi Chalal Tefach, it's Chaitzis Bethlei Atumah. That's the way we make our kvaris now, the kever. You put a mace in the ground, and on top of it, you usually leave a tefach, which is 4 inches between the mace and the halal and the covering. That's usually the coffin. When you put the mace in, usually there's at least dalat tefachim between the mace and the top of the coffin.
Dalat tefachim?
So one tefach. So around 4 inches. Therefore, since there's 4 inches, so mainly the top of the coffin is a chaitzit. Stops, doesn't let the tumor go up, but keeps the tumor inside. Therefore, if you go on top of the kvaras, really there should be no tumor at all. It's called shiesh by chalal tefach. As long as there's a tefach, 4 inches space between the mace and the covering on top and the coffin, is choisef near tumor. That stops the tumor from going upwards. The shein by chalal tefach, let's say there's no chalal tefach, there's no avir of dalat amaseh, then ainu choisef near tumor. Then that's called tumor ritzutza, that the tumor of the mace is by kas viola jumps up through karka. As if you put a mace in the ground and just throw dirt on top of the mace, then the tumor would jump up and go straight up to Shemayim. So here we're not choshes midiraisa, for roiv aroinas, roiv coffins, yesh bem chalal tefach. Roiv coffins have at least 4 inches between the mace and the covering. Even in Eretz Yisrael, where they're not known to use the coffin, they just put the mace in the karkam, still they make an oil on top of it though. They put like the stones on the side of it, and they put just one covering on top of the mace. But they have at least 4 inches between the mace and the covering. Therefore, the covering stops the tumor from going up. Now the Gozrul, the Rabbonim made a gzera, al shiesh pem mishum shein bem. As Rabbonim made a gzera that a kohen should not go on top of any coffin. Any kever where a mace is buried, why? Because they're choshish for me that sometimes there's not a chalal tefach. As they buried the mace and they didn't make the mechitz on top of the mace, nor right on top of the mace itself. Or mishum melech only nis the rabbonin. Or mishum kfoit malachim legozel b'ho rabbonin. We had before. For nis the rabbonin, there the svaris rabbonin weren't gozer, but mokin covered a breeze. Or here, but mokin kfoit malachim, the rabbonin weren't gozer. Let's see Rashi. Mikros Malchi Yisrael, Harei Lechobet HaBriyas, hey, to see a Melech is like Chobet HaBriyas, Oivrim, Al Nefesh Le'yatame, to Harei Ablezer, Reb Tzadik Koyinu, he was a Koyin, Kedermina B'Bchairus, so how could he be over Nisa HaTeira? You're now allowed to be Metame yourself to see a Melech, the Teretzim, Dalgun Rashmi Yoram Yorna, from one coffin to another coffin. The Teretzim, Dvar HaTeira, Alach Lamashim Yitzinai, Eino Chaitzof Ne'atumah. The Nikras, Tumur Rutsutsa, if there's no chalal tefach, if the top of the coffin is right on top of the mace, then the tum is ritzutza, jumps through, or the kathriel, it goes straight up. Mashenkin, if you have a chalal tefach, then it's mutter. So Teretz was that rov aroinis have a chalal tefach, so rov aroinis is mutter, midiraisa, it's only nister rabbonin, so nister rabbonin could be mekel. Vaita, Toshima, not a braisa. Godol covered habriyas, Shedoiches loisase shebatir. Hey, to give covered habriyas, you're allowed to be over nisat teir. So kura fedmarvi amai. Lame of the fur we have before. We have before. If you're wearing klayim and your pants in the middle of the street, you're mechuy to take off your pants because you have a klal ain't tuna v'yenei to no teres neged Hashem. Fedmarvi amai. Lame ain't chokma v'yen tuna v'yenei to neged Hashem. There should be no terutzim. To not to be over loisase. There's no hetef mishum covered habriyas. And the Gemara Tirgumo Rav Bar Shavu Chaim the Rav Kano Belav the Loisosah. Hey, that's what we say. We over Loisah say it's only the Lav of Loisosah, which is the Lav for all these through the Rabbonim.
Chashi et loisase, kasal ketaitas havim min was kol loisase komor. Any lav hateri have had to be over, but welcome covered a breeze. Teretz is no, but lav the loisases.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara tomorrow, achicho alei, they start to laugh upon him. What's your teretz? A lav the loisaser, for the Gemara achicho alei. Lav the loisaser, the raisi. Monashech, this lav of loisaser, don't go kinege, what the Torah tells you, that's also midiraisa. So what are you answering? The lav of loisaser, that's also midiraisa. And the Gemara, Amarav Kano, Gavra Rab Lamanusa, somebody choshev tells you something, not the chicholei. That's the first thing. Don't laugh what somebody tells you. But what they meant to tell you is like this. Komili de Rabbonin. Every Issa de Rabbonin, asam chinu a lav loisaser. The Rabbonin made a smachta from the lav loisaser. The Torah told you, don't go away. Loisaser, whatever the Chum tell you. So what the Chum tell you, there's like a lav hateri, you have to listen to them. But it's an Issa de Rabbonin. Melo mishum kvoidoi shara Rabbonin. Where there's a shayla of kovod habrius, the Rabbonin were matche their lav mishum kovod habrius. Let's see, Rashi, the Hezbri is like this. Rashi Chicholei, Inusab, why they left? Because they thought, the Afil Omru Loi Dvar Torah, even if Rabbanan told you to listen to a Dvar Torah, Vu Omru Fnei HaKovid, and there's a question of Kovid of Rias involved, Yavra Lov, Yavra Hefted to be over the Yisat Torah. Mishram Kovid of Rias, like the Svar before was, if you're wearing climb in the street, maybe you don't have to take it off, because there's Kovid of Rias involved. Vu Ahai Namad Yiraisu, the kasher is no, we're saying on this deraisa, you're not allowed to be over mishum kavod abrius. So what's the teretz of loisos? That's also on this deraisa. The teretz is kol mila de rabbonim, rochi kol maluhu, dover shu medivrei seifrim, and this that's only yosem de rabbonim, nitcha b'fnei kavod abrius. You're allowed to be over that issa where it's a question of kavod abrius. The korol loisasei, why did the Gemara call the braisa called the loisasei? Mishum dechtiv loisosim. So the Torah says, Loisaser, that love gives the Rabbonin the koyach that you have to listen to the Rabbonin. And if you don't listen to the Rabbonin, you're over the love. So Rashi, the kasha l'chu, the raisu, the chu is still the kasha. So now when the Rabbonin tells you to do something, there's a love how Torah to listen to them. The Torah says, Loisaser, you have to listen to what the Rabbonin said. So even if it's the Rabbonin, there should be no hetim mishum kovod abrius. The Torah says, Rabbonin achlu l'krayu, lav radavreim. The Rabbonin themselves were moichon and said, we give you a head and not listen to us. In other words, the Rabbonin never put their iser for mutton kovod abrius. Heichadika kovod abrius. Kegoin, letaltol b'shabes avonim shabes akisei l'kinoya. Gemara in Shabbos, and even though it's muksa, so if you went to the Beit Kis and you have nothing to wipe yourself with, you're allowed to touch muksa, you're allowed to take stone to wipe yourself with. I can ask the Rabbonin, but there it is, the Mokum Kavod Abrius, there are matter there is the Rabbonin. Oy mi shenifzuko tzitzis talis to the Karmelis. Someone was wearing tzitzis, and on Shabbos they became posel. So now that the tzitzis is posel, you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos. But let's say you're only carrying in the Karmelis, it's only an issa the Rabbonin. Lo yitzchil laniach talis to shom. The Rabbonin will not master you to take off your talis and leave it in the Karmelis, but he called it to the base orim, to come into the house orim. Because Amol, that tzitzis wasn't like us, just a beggar, a talis cotton. It was like their coat they used to wear. So if you pass them, they can't wear the coat on Shabbos. It's a big bizoyan to walk through the street without your coat, without your jacket on. So it's only an Issa Rabbon and carrying in a Karmelis, the Rabbon will make one. There is sir, Mishum Kovod Abrius. But Kovod on Teretz says that not to pshat you over an Issa Deraisa. This is true. When the Rabbon tell you to do something, you have to do it. And if you don't listen to them, you're over an Issa Deraisa Loisaser. But the Rabbonin said that where there's a question of Kovod Abrius involved, there's no Issa Rabbonin. If Rabbonin were Michael on the cover, Rabbonin said, like a little collection all over, is Hey Marmu, Hey Marmu. They said you have to listen to us, but in certain cases, they themselves said you don't have to listen to us. So they said the Machin Kovod Abrius, like there's no Issa Rabbonin, so you're not being over the lap of Loisaser now. The Rabbonin themselves said the Machin Kovod, you don't have to listen. Mashenkin Klein, where it's an Issa Deraisa, there's no Heter. Even in the middle of the street, you have to take off your pants, even though the question is not Kovod Abrius. There's no heter to be over this heter. Toshima, v'salamta. The Torah says the salamta is v'heshev aveda. The Torah says sometimes you can turn your face away. Sometimes you can close your eyes. V'salamta mem v'dashin ponim shatim misalam him. Certain times you have a heter not to makam the mitzvahs or the mitzvah of v'heshev aveda. Or ponim shein after misalam him. Sometimes you're not allowed to close your eyes, but you have to return the aveda. Okay, so im hoye koyein v'beveis akforos. If the Aveda was in the Beis HaKforos, and you're a Kohen, so you have no head to go into the Beis HaKforos and Metal Miso, you're part of the mitzvah, Peshav Aveda. Oy hoy zokin, if you're an old person, you found something that's not covered for an old person to carry, b'shusar abin. Shem shem, you're covered, you're part of from eternity, Aveda. Oy shoy so malach toim rubim mishol chaveri. Or else, you're in the middle of doing work now, and you're making a lot of money for your work. Now, if you're going to stop your work to return the Aveda, you're mavato from your malacha. And the whole Aveda is only worth $5. So if you're going to stop your work to return the Aveda, so when you give it back, the balabas is going to have to pay you for the work that you were mamafsid. And that's a $20 job. So it's not kedai for the balabas to have to pay $20 to get his $5 object back, so you put it from the mitzvah. So I show you some malachtoi, the malacha that you're doing, if you're going to stop doing the merubah, is going to be worth more money, mishocha veirin. Therefore, the Torah says for salamta, sometime you can close your eyes and you don't have to give back the Aveda. But the Chur HaKash is the middle case. It says if you're a Zakni, you're an old person, then lefik vayde. It'll be a case, let's say somebody loses, it's not covered for an old person to carry, a baby toy in the middle of the street. Somebody's pacifier losing in the middle of the street. It's not going to be covered for an old Zakni to walk around with a pacifier in the middle of the street. So it's not covered for him, we say it's part of the mitzvah. I hear it's a mitzvah diraisa, veshiv esaveda. And what's the p'tur? Because it's not covered for you to work with the b'shus rabbim. So you see, mishim covered abriyas v'matu v'nisapero. For the Gemara amai, leimu v'ein chokma v'ein tfunu v'neta neged Hashem. And the Gemara is shani hosom d'chtiv v'salamta. It's like it's true. There's a gzeras akosavir v'salamta that you're put there from doing this mitzvah from mokum covered abriyas. It's where there's no b'ferish hetta atera, you can't be mekum. But here the Torah b'ferish said a pasuk b'salamta, you could be mekum amokum covered of rias. But was there fret gemara of a maligma mino? Let's find out the svar from here that you see the mokum covered of rias, you're allowed to be over nis atera. Now the gemara is surma amoin lo yafinan. You can't run out an isid de kalocha from a moment de kalocha. So it's before that klayim. That's a pure isid. Torah said you're not allowed to wear klayim. Here the mitzvah, the Heshev es Aveda, even though it's an Issadik Halacha also, that there's a mitzvah to return somebody's Aveda, but why did the Torah give this mitzvah? Because the Torah wants you to give back Yenem's money to him. Because Reuven lost something, the Torah wants you that he should have back his money. So it's a mitzvah involving money. So it's involving money, there's kulas in that mitzvah. So even though the Mokim mitzvah of Mammon, the Torah was making the Mokim covered, you have no right, the Torah will be making the Mokim Stam Yisurim like my client. Sadrashi, Viva Vesa Kvoris Vazedis. The Aveda was in the Vesa Kvoris, the Kohen is Potter from returning it. Ven Lefi Kvoidoi, Ein Havuda Chashuva Lefi Kvoidoi Lashivoi. It's not Chosher for Zokin to walk with like baby things, B'shus Rabbi.
And what
Ben
said that he would do this to himself, he wouldn't pick it up either.
Okay. Right. It's not covered for him to do it. It would be mafnus. Oishoy the malachta meruba, shedmei bitum malachtoi, lirdo vachrehim, if he was doing work, if he's going to have to stop doing his work and run after the return, the aveda, is yisarim al demei haveda, it's worth more than the aveda was worth. For lo yirtsu abaylam lo hoshiv loi, abizay the baylam mubinicha rather, don't return my aveda, yoysem imashim eshiv lehim, the nimtsu mafsid. Because Allah is, you're not mechuyev to waste money to return the Aveda. So the Bialim has to pay you for the work that, for the pay that you lost. So if your pay is going to be $20, and the whole Aveda is only worth $5, the Bialim is double be mechuyev. Don't return me Aveda, I don't have to pay you the extra money. Right, spending more of an enigma, and those are trash legabi klayim. The Amrina and Toshto and Afilu Bashuk. From here, we see that Terah was mechuyev. Heshav Aveda, Mishum Kvoidoi. So who had in klayim should be mutter from Akim's covered. That's the Mamayna Kalmi Yisurah. That's the cloud. By his mitzvahs, Nagaya to Mammon, here the Torah was making Mishum Kvoidin. By Shankar the mitzvah, like by Klein, that has no Shaykhis to Mammon, that's a pure Issadik Alacha, here the Torah wasn't making. Torah Shema bring another Raya. Tosik says, Vala Choysoi to your sister. Matam Adloima, Hare Shehoya Hoylech Lishka Des Pitzchon. The case where a person with Erev Pesach is going to bring his Korban Pesach. It was on the eighth day, and he has mitzvah milah to come out his son. Visham asher meis lemeis, and he's heard just now that somebody was nifkin of mishpachon, is yoch o yach to the yitamei. Maybe I would think he's supposed to stop doing the korban pesach or stop making the mitzvah milah and be oisik now in the kvura of the meis. Or ma'at lo yitamei. I tell you, no, don't do it. It's the mitzvah korban pesach and the mitzvah mila. Since they have a chorus involved, if you don't do it, if you don't bring a korban pesach, you have a chiyuv chorus. And if you don't do the mila, there's a chiyuv chorus involved. So you say these mitzvah adoicha, the mitzvah of kvuras ameis.
What does do with a choyser?
So see, that's an extra pasuk. Learn out these chedushim. Yochol, I would think, is shame sheni matam alehem. The same way you can't be matam to your father, your mother, to your sister. Kach ainu matam alemeis mitzvah. Maybe who are dinner is the meis mitzvah. That means nobody else is there to take care of this meis. You find mom is the meis in the middle of the street, and if you don't take care of it now, nobody else is there. Talmud loyim alachoysay. That's what the Torah says. Lachoysay. There's a diyuk. You're not matama for your own sister. Your sister is mace, and you are doing korm pesach, or you're making a meal for your son. So it's nestava. There are other people there. If you're not going to take care, you have a mother, you have a